Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, and through Sharing Change, MTE members round up their bills to support local nonprofits. Find out more at sharingchange.org. Well, it's time to talk with our friends from the Salvation Army, Sergeants George Keith and Ruby Keith, joining us here today. And a lot going on, a lot happening. So past couple of months have been pretty busy, I guess, haven't they?
Yes, they have. I feel like any time is busy. Yeah. I feel like we haven't slowed down since Christmas. We haven't had time to catch our breath yet, but that's a good thing. That means we're doing things. We're out in the community. People are involved. Our Easter weekend went very well. The last time we were on here, we were able to share all that we had going on for Easter, our Easter brunch, our Easter egg hunt, our concert, and it all went very well. We had over 100 people come to our egg hunt, and we're able to feed them breakfast, and it was just a lot of fun to be able to share the gospel with them through an object lesson, a science experiment, and then be able to go hunt eggs.
Yeah, awesome. So all of that happening within the last, I guess, month? Yeah. Has it been just a month ago?
It's only been a month.
Wow. Seems like Easter was such a little bit longer than that. But anyway, George, how have things been going? We're actually kind of getting close to maybe a year mark for you guys here, right, in this area?
Yes. I started June, and Sergeant Ruby started with us in October. So we're getting to that year mark.
Yeah.
So it's been a good time.
Meeting people and, you know, finding your way around the Rutherford County, I guess.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, there's a saying amongst Salvation Army officers, you never get lost in your community after your first Christmas. Because you spend so much time that first Christmas, you know, driving around, and you really get to know the area. So I can't say that I always know where I am, but I'm getting the hang of it.
Getting the hang. Well, at least they're coming along on finishing New Salem out there. So.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
That's. I'm sure you're very happy about
yes.
that.
Yes.
I can't remember whether I saw a new sign for you guys or not. Is that coming?
That is in the works.
In the works.
In the works. We are pulling a permit from the city, and Music City Signs is getting that going for us.
I think it had to come down because of the widening and things of that nature. So,
yeah.
But it'll once they get all that paved. I made the mistake of getting off on New Salem. I guess it was late last week, and they were doing the resurfacing, and it took about 30 minutes to get, you know, a block.
Yeah.
Yes.
For sure.
So hopefully that will get finished up here real soon, and makes entering your property there, you know, especially if you're headed, you know, toward Eagleville and Rockvale down the highway, makes it pretty easy to get into your place over
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely.
So things have gone well. I know we mentioned, Ruby, last time you were on, that camps were coming up, and of course looking ahead to summer, and here we are.
We are here. It is coming. We've already had some graduations this past week and some more to come. And I know my kids are counting down the last days of school. So, yes, summer camp is still going on. We currently have about 20 children signed up for camp, multiple camps, which is great. But we are wrapping up our signups. So it's kind of a last call. Now is your chance to sign up for our camps. Which you can do through our website, Salvation Army Murfreesboro /camp. And there's an interest form there that you can fill out that will send us your information. And then we will be able to go from there to register you. We are actually doing 4 camps this year, offering 4 different weeks. It's a 1-week music camp. So for 1 week, they get to pick up an instrument, try an instrument, do some arts. If they, you know, they're not sure they're interested in music yet, this is a great way. Or if they are interested and they're already playing, this gives them an opportunity to play some more. In away from home, they still get to do fun camp activities, but the added element of music. Then there's also a teen camp, which is fun activities geared more towards teens in that age group. And then there's the wilderness camp. And I think the last time we talked about how maybe this wasn't necessarily the camp you wanted to go on. However, that is the camp we are both assigned to.
Of course.
So, yes, we will be doing wilderness camp, which is for the older boys, you know, more of the outdoors skills and things like that. And then we have our normal week of summer camp, which is always a great time. Swimming, boating, playing, you know, learning new skills, all that stuff.
So the wilderness camp, are we talking tent camping and that kind of thing too?
Yes.
Oh wow.
Yes.
And it's for a week.
It's for a week.
Okay. Wow. That's looks like they just said, who can we find? Oh, the Keiths.
Yes. So we were able to in our last division actually start the wilderness high adventure camp and run it. So they,
no wonder you were chosen.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was a little younger then, so we'll see how that goes.
Yeah. Several nights on the dirt out there. That can be interesting, but it'll be a lot of fun. And I'm sure that there are a lot of kids who would be interested in that. So Ruby, kind of tell us who qualifies to go to camps and what that process looks like.
Sure. So the starting age is 7. For the camps, and then the normal camp is 7 to 12, and then for the teen camp and the wilderness camp it's 12 to 17, and then the music camp is anyone from 7 to 17.
Okay.
So basically if you are in the range of 7 to 17, we have a camp for you. Just one of those will fit. You go on, you do the interest form, and then we are able to send you an email with the registration link, and then we'll go from there, and it will tell you what camps you're eligible for and all of that. So okay. It's a pretty simple process. We kind of try to keep it as simple as possible. And then there is a camp social, which is going to be on June 3rd at 6 p.m. And that's where we're inviting the parents and the kids that are going to come. They get to know each other. They get, you know, what do I pack? What do I wear at camp? Those kinds of things, and answer any questions they might have. And so they get to also make a friend before going to camp.
Yeah, that'll be fun. So in terms of cost for camp, I mean, what does that look like?
So we do a camp fundraising effort for this, which you can also find on our website where you can give to, but we actually do not charge for this camp in this area. And so it's great to be able to send children to experience different things, kind of reach out beyond their normal life and some things that maybe they wouldn't get an opportunity to experience anywhere else.
Yeah. Kind of take the, because that probably is an inhibiting factor for many people, but this taking that part off, you know, offers some kids who wouldn't have that opportunity.
Absolutely.
Otherwise. And there is a way that you can donate to help, like, sponsor a kid for camp, things.
Yes.
Like that, right?
Mm-hmm. And it's on the same website. Actually, when you go to the Salvation Army Murfreesboro /camp, you can either register or donate. So it's right there together.
Yeah. I'm looking at them both right now. It says, unlock a summer of growth, fun, and lifelong memories, and register a child and donate. So under that donate button, you can certainly help send a kid to camp, and that is pretty awesome. So it sounds like all summer you've got camps going on.
All summer, yes. They'll start in June, and then they'll go till about the end of July.
Is there, do you have a cutoff time here for getting registered?
So we are looking at the end of the month, because we want everybody to be able to attend the June 3rd social.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
And so we're asking for the end of the month to register them. And also, you know, spots are limited. And so the sooner you get them registered, you know you have a spot.
Yeah. And so that's not this week, but the end of next week after Memorial Day, and school will end on that 29th or 30th, depending on what school system you're in. And then June 3rd is the next week. So go ahead and get signed up or click that registration form as well, and then they can send back some information on which camp you qualify for. And camps are a place where, I mean, I think a kid needs to go at least once.
Yes.
You know, because it's a place where, I don't know, just great things happen.
Yes, and I think you find your inner self a little bit.
Yeah,
as a child.
So.
You know, you're a little more independent. You get to do, It's like a day of, our kids call it yes days, you know, those days where you say yes to this, yes to that, you know, and you have a bunch of fun. Well, that's basically a day at camp, right? Because you get to go swimming and you get to do these fun activities that you normally wouldn't do when you're at home, or, you know, your parents can't fit 20 activities into one day. Well, at camp, you can do it all day long for a week.
Yeah, good stuff. Sergeants George and Ruby Keith joining us here from the Salvation Army here in Murfreesboro. So that's camp. And George, you were telling me about, let's see, VBS. That's not June, but July, right?
Yes. VBS is July 22nd through 25th. We'll have games, crafts, Bible stories, a water day, and graduation on Sunday the 27th. At 11 a.m. Our theme this year is Trek with the Truth, going along again with our camping theme, Trek with the Truth. So come on and sign up and come have some fun with us this summer.
So it is the in the morning, so
yes.
That's VBSs have kind of changed, and a lot of them happen in the evening now, but and there are a few that happen during the daytime, but this is a good opportunity. And you know, maybe you're there are some people that go to several vacation Bible schools throughout the summertime, so a great opportunity for that too. And sign-ups, do you have to sign up for this? Or
yes, so there will be a link on our Facebook page that they can go to, and they can, it'll just be a simple Google form, you know, your child's name, any allergies, anything like that, and then the day of will be the health form and all.
Okay, very good. So again, July 22nd through 25th, we will have a chance to remind you of that, I think. But before our time gets away, donut day, right? Donut breakfast.
Yes. Yeah, so our donut breakfast, donut day is June 6th, and we like to celebrate that in the Salvation Army. The Salvation Army has a history with donuts, and that is the donut lassies from World War I, you may be familiar with. They began making donuts in World War I, during World War I, in helmets to feed to the troops, boost their morale. That's the word I'm looking for.
Give them a piece of home. Yeah.
So June 6th, 7:30 to 8:30 a.m. We'll be highlighting the history of the Donut Lassies, giving away donuts and coffee. Everyone is welcome. We want to offer a special invite to our first responders, you know, because it is connection to that front line of defense, and just to celebrate the history of the donut and the history of the Salvation Army as it pertains to helping people.
So that's on June 6th, and it's at the Salvation Army Corps offices, I guess.
Yes, yes sir.
The Center of Hope.
Yep, 1137 West Main Street.
Okay. And you're saying 1137 West Main Street, and you were talking about New Salem Highway. It's, believe it or not, West Main crosses New Salem right there. Mm-hmm. And so you're at that intersection of New Salem and West Main, that little cut through that goes, I guess that's Bridge Avenue, that connects to Bridge Avenue. Yes. So can't miss it if you head out New Salem Highway for sure. And sounds like you're going to have a big summer. So looking forward to talking with you about how things go. And I guess we'll be able to get some updates on camps as well and how that's gone. So looking forward to that.
Absolutely.
Definitely. Just one more thing. Sure. Just be looking for us around town. We are doing popsicles on the playgrounds.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah.
And we will, you'll see us on a little ice cream bike, Salvation Army branded under a little Salvation Army umbrella. So this summer, cool off with us. Come get a popsicle and enjoy the summer.
Now, where will you be doing that?
So the plan is to do it on Sundays, the first Sunday of the month, right at our Salvation Army on that playground, right in the parking lot there. And then you'll see us around town, riding the bike around town.
Could be anywhere.
Could be anywhere.
All right. And are you the bike rider? Or
I am. I'm going to lose a little bit of weight this summer. That's the plan.
There you go. Why not? So, Well, great. Thanks to the both of you for braving the rain. I think you're going to be okay. It was raining during the whole interview, and now it looks like it's lightening up there a little
bit.
Perfect timing. So, yeah, good timing. So thanks again, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, thank you.
Our friends from the Salvation Army joining today, Sergeants George and Ruby Keith here on the show. And friends, that's it for our time today. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back here this afternoon, hopefully, for some state tournament sports coverage on WGNS.